from Jakarta, Indonesia. Here is Voice of Indonesia with English program. Presenting news, information, and entertainment from Indonesia. You can listen to our program through shortwave 3325 kHz and 4755 kHz. Online streaming, voanews.id, and RRI Digital Mobile Application. Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world. From
Hello listener, how are you today? Right now, you got to buckle up, because more information about Indonesia is coming up next, with me, Stephanie Wow. Make sure to stay tuned on Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world, at the frequency 3325 kHz, 4750 kHz, or you can also listen on our online streaming on voanews.id or the app RRI Digital. And now, we would like to begin the program with the news.
Here is the news read by Daniel. First, the headlines. President Joko Widodo establishes task force to accelerate investment in the capital city, Nusantara. Minister Erlangga affirms Indonesia's sustainable infrastructure needs improving. Now the news in detail. President Joko Widodo establishes task force to accelerate investment in the capital city, Nusantara. President Joko Widodo formed the task force for the acceleration of investment in the capital city, Nusantara, to encourage the improvement of investment services in Nusantara East Kalimantan. The formations of the task force is contained in the Presidential Decree No. 25 of 2024 concerning the task force for accelerating investment in the capital city of Nusantara. In a copy of the presidential decree seen on the setnek.co.id page in Jakarta Wednesday, 7th of August, the considerations for the issuance of the presidential decree is to facilitate business actors in obtaining business licenses, ease of doing business, and investment facilities that are cross-sectoral and cross-authority. The presidential decree was enacted on August 5, 2024 by President Joko Widodo and shall come into force on the date of its enactment, quoted from Antara. Minister Erlangga said Indonesia's sustainable infrastructure needs improving. Coordinating Minister for Economic Affairs Erlangga Hartarto said that currently the Indonesian government needs to improve sustainable infrastructure for future economic resilience. At the Foreign Policy Community Indonesia FPCI CEO Forum 2024 event in Jakarta on Thursday, 6 of August, Minister Erlangga explained that Indonesia's Global Competitiveness Index has also increased by 7 points in a year. According to the minister, rating agencies have given good comments on Indonesia's infrastructure, business efficiency, government efficiency, and economic performances. He also explained the government's policy strategy in achieving the visions of a golden Indonesia 2045 through three economic engines to accelerate growth, namely first, revitalizing conventional economic engines to increase capacity and productivity. Second, developing new economic engines, including digital technology, green economy initiative, and modern biotechnology. And third, increasing the focus on resilience and social empowerment to ensure socio-economic sustainability. The next news, Ministry of Finance calls Indonesia's economic growth a good achievement. Head of the Fiscal Policy Agency, BKF, of the Ministry of Finance, Febrio Kacaribu, said that Indonesia's economic growth performance is a good achievement. In the second quarter of 2024, the Indonesian economy grew by 5.05%. The ministry targets economic growth throughout 2024 to be in the range of 5.0% to 5.2%. At the Ministry of Finance Office Jakarta Tuesday, he said that if the economic performance can be maintained well until the end of the year, it will be a good capital for the national economy going forward. Previously, Minister of Finance Sri Mulyani Indrawati stated that Indonesia's economic growth would reach 5.05% in the second quarter of 2024, maintained optimism for the national economic performance target. According to Minister Sri Mulyani, the increase in export was driven by an increase in the value and volume of oil and gas and non-oil and gas export, while the increase in import was driven by an increase in import of raw materials, quoted from Antara. Government anticipates impact of U.S. economic recessions on Indonesia. Head of the Fiscal Policy Agency of the Ministry of Finance, Febrio Kacaribu, stated that the government will continue to anticipate the risk of the impact of the economic recessions of the United States on Indonesia. At the Ministry of Finance office in Jakarta, Tuesday, 6th of August, he said that his side had anticipated the impact of the recessions on Indonesia. The performance of the U.S. economy so far has been below expectations. The unemployment rate was recorded higher than expected, even reaching the highest level in 3 years, which amounted to 4.3% in July 2024. This condition makes the Fed interest rate or Fed fund rate FFR expected to fall earlier. However, Febrio saw that the weakening could be an opportunity for Indonesia. Decreasing the U.S. benchmark interest rate could have a positive impact on capital flows in Indonesia. Quoted from Antara. Well, the next news, WMO Secretary General said impacts of global warming are emerging every day. Secretary General of the World Meteorological Organization, or WMO, Celeste Solo, says the impact of a warming planet are showing up every day around the world. On the second day of the 8th ABU Media Summit on Climate Action and Disaster Prevention in Tanjung Benoa, Bali, on Wednesday, 7th of August, she said that all evidence of weeks, months, and years has shown that climate trends are not as predicted. She added that the daily impact of global warming are causing dangerous situations for millions of people around the world and disrupting development effort in a number of countries. Celeste Solo further said, now is the time to intensify the role of the media through the Media Saving Lives campaign in terms of early warning. It is possible to use media saving lives in the public domain. The organization believes that the potential of the Media Saving Lives campaign to help raise public awareness. The World Meteorological Organization, together with the United Nations Agency for Disaster Risk Reduction, World Communication Union, and World Broadcasting Union, have been collaborating on the Media Saving Lives campaign since 2020. Bangladesh protest leaders reject military rule. Leaders of students' protests in Bangladesh on Tuesday, 6th of August, said protesters consider a military or military-backed government unacceptable in the country. They also said only that the government approved by the student movement will be formed. The protest movement began in Dhaka and across the country after a multi-day announcement of non-cooperation with authorities was launched on Sunday, August 4th, by the Students Against Discrimination Movement. Clashes between anti-government students, police and government supporters escalated into riots. Protest leaders called on Bangladesh President Mohammad Sahabuddin to take immediate steps to restore law and order in the country. Quoted from Antara. Palestine demands military embargo on Israel. Palestine has made a number of demands, including the imposition of a comprehensive and immediate military embargo on Israel. Palestinian Ambassador to Indonesia Zuhair Asun said in Jakarta on Tuesday, 6 of August, as quoted by Antara, that he demanded legal sanctions against Israel, which included diplomatic, economic, and financial sanctions, and urged an end to all forms of complicity with Israel's illegal occupations and genocide in Gaza, and dismantling the settler colonial system and its apartheid. The ambassador added that he also requested that Israel's membership in the United Nations be suspended and their privileges revoked. Suspending Israel's participation in the Olympics, FIFA, and in all international forums and events is also a Palestinian demand. The European Union must suspend the Schengen Agreement, which benefits illegal settlers and officials involved in genocide, murder, torture, and rape of prisoners. Quoted from Antara. That was news from Voice of Indonesia from Jakarta. Today's commentary is about Indonesian's 17th anniversary commemorations preparation in Nusantara City. This time, Indonesia's 17th anniversary commemoration will feel very different compared to previous years. It is planned that two locations will hold the commemoration, Jakarta and the future capital city Nusantara in eastern Kalimantan. Indonesia's 17th anniversary carries the theme New Archipelago, Advanced Indonesia. The observance is a momentum for the transitions of government. The Indonesian Minister of State Secretary Pratikno said at a press conference in Jakarta, as quoted from the Indonesian presidential website on Thursday, 1st of August. At Nusantara, Indonesian President Joko Widodo will be the inspector of the ceremony on August 17. It has yet to be known whether President Joko Widodo will have an office in Nusantara until the end of his term. At the very least, President Joko Widodo has experienced working in the city for 3 days, which he calls soft working, a play on the term soft opening. Preparations for Indonesia's 17th anniversary commemoration include a cabinet meeting on August 12 and a meeting with governors and region across Indonesia on August 13. The Indonesian State Secretariat has prepared accommodations and transportation for about 1,000 guests and 1,500 guests from the general people. Besides Nusantara, of course, some guests will be present in Jakarta. Hotels, agency houses, and even glamping or glamour camping have been provided to accommodate guests. The Indonesian government has also rented cars and buses for guests. Meanwhile, Indonesian national airline Garuda Indonesia added several flight services to Sultan Haji Muhammad Sulaiman Sepinggan Airport, Balikpapan, to support the smooth running of the event. Garuda Indonesia also prepares large-bodied aircraft. In addition to accommodations and transportations, preparations were made to secure the Indonesian 17th anniversary ceremony. For this reason, the Indonesian National Armed Forces and Indonesian National Police have prepared personnel with various equipment for Nusantara and Jakarta. However, the preparation has attracted lots of criticism. Some think the government is forcing the commemoration in Nusantara because of inadequate facilities and infrastructure. Some criticize the swelling cost because the ceremony must be held in two places. Meanwhile, the development of Nusantara itself is also full of criticism. The current and future government should prove that what is being pursued now will go according to plan and that Nusantara will truly function as the center of Indonesian governance. That was commentary. We begin today in history with August 7th, 1945, the formation of the Indonesian Independence Preparatory Committee, or PPKI. On August 7, 1945, the Indonesian Independence Preparatory Committee, or PPKI, was established. Created with the permission of Japanese Marshal Hisaichi Terauchi, the PPKI was formed following the dissolution of the Investigating Committee for Preparatory Work for Indonesian Independence, or BPU-PKI, due to inadequate preparations. Comprising 21 members representing various ethnic groups from the Dutch East Indies, the PPKI was chaired by Sukarno. The primary objective of the PPKI were to expedite the proclamations of independence and to draft the national constitutions and governmental structure. Let's move to August 7, 1998. The bombings in Tanzania and Kenya. On August 7, 1998, truck bombs exploded simultaneously at the US embassies in Dar es Salaam, Tanzania and Nairobi, Kenya. The blast claimed 224 lives and injured hundreds more. This attack linked to the Egyptian jihadist group and its leaders, Osama bin Laden and Ayman al-Zawahiri, drew American public attention to bin Laden and his terrorist network, Al-Qaeda. For the first time, Osama bin Laden appeared on the FBI's most wanted list. We conclude today in history with August 7, 2020, Indonesian Forest Day. Every August 7th, Indonesia celebrates Indonesian Forest Day. The establishment of this day began with the petitions on change.org in 2017, which garnered nearly 1.5 million signatures. The petition called for increased awareness of forests and environmental issues. In 2020, Indonesian Forest Day was officially declared by OFA 140 collaborators from various organizations and communities. August 7th was chosen as a moment of reflections to commemorate the enactment of Presidential Instruction No. 5 of 2019. This instruction regulates the cessation of new permits and enhancement of governance for primary forest and peatland in Indonesia. That was Today in History.
Voice of Indonesia, the overseas service of Radio Republic Indonesia, broadcast in 9 language services: English, French, German, Dutch, Spanish, Arabic, Mandarin, Japanese, and Indonesian. Voice of Indonesia is broadcast by shortwave 3325 kHz and 4755 kHz, and via streaming on voanews.id and RRI Digital on mobile application. We present various programs for you: Diplomatic Forum, The Session, Indonesian Wonder, Miscellany, Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia, Indonesian Pop and Regional Songs, International Musical Entertainment, as well as news and information about Indonesia and abroad. Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world.
My Indonesia Today focuses on Indonesian government is optimistic that artificial intelligence or AI innovation can drive economic growth. The Indonesian government is optimistic that innovations and development of artificial intelligence or AI can boost Indonesia's economic growth. This was pointed out by the Deputy for Infrastructure and Transportation Coordinations of the Indonesian Coordinating Ministry for Maritime Affairs and Investment, Rahmat Kaimuddin, in Jakarta, Tuesday, 6 of August, when giving a speech at the launch of the Artificial Intelligence Institute for Progress, or AIIP, one of Indonesia's leading incubator accelerator programs focused on artificial intelligence. As reported by Antara News Agency on Tuesday, Rahmat conveyed that digitizing Indonesia's economy by using AI will make it more efficient and simpler. According to Rahmat, Indonesia needs to take part in the development of AI and master the technology because of the great potential of AI that can support the country's economic growth. Moreover, Rahmat believes that the launch of the Artificial Intelligence Institute for Progress is the right step to encourage AI development in Indonesia. According to Rahmat, the government plays a role in making the best and relevant regulations for AI development. He has also said that AI development cannot be done by one party, but stakeholders such as industry players, the government, and elements of society must work together for this effort. In the future, artificial intelligence is expected to positively change industries, solve societal challenges, and drive economic growth. Even it will put Indonesia on the map as one of the players in the AI field. That was my Indonesia for today.
Baju ini Indonesia, HP ini buatan Indonesia, televisi Indonesia, semuanya serba Indonesia. Sepedaku Indonesia, pesawatku buatan Indonesia, kapal laut Indonesia, semuanya karya anak bangsa untuk Indonesia.
Voice of Indonesia.
Welcome to another exciting episode of Indonesian Wonder. Today, we embark on a journey to one of Indonesia's most enchanting destinations, Bali. Prepare to be captivated by the unique allure of Kintamani and its breathtaking surrounding. Bali truly holds a treasure trove of stunning attractions that mesmerize both domestic and international tourists. Kintamani is a must-visit destination on your travel list. Located about a two-hour drive from Denpasar, Kintamani offers a stunning and unique mountainous landscape that will leave you in awe. Penelokan, aptly named after the Balinese word for viewing place, is the most strategic spot to take in the natural beauty of this tourist area. Situated in Kadisan, one of the villages in Kintamani district, Penelokan offers spectacular views. From here, you can marvel at the striking combinations of Mount Batur with its black rock formations and the crescent-shaped Blue Lake Batur, all set within the caldera that many travelers consider the most beautiful in the world. Penelokan is well equipped with adequate tourist infrastructure, including accommodations and restaurants. Kintamani is also renowned for its delectable local cuisine. You can enjoy dishes like mujair nyat-nyat made from tilapia fish cultivated in Lake Batur, served with warm rice. If you're craving something traditional, ayam betutu is also available in Kintamani. Dear listeners, thank you for joining us on this journey through the wonders of Kintamani in Bali. We hope you've enjoyed exploring these stunning destinations and discovering the rich cultural and culinary experiences it offers. Stay tuned for more captivating adventures on Indonesian Wonder.
Voice of Indonesia, the overseas service of Radio Republic Indonesia, broadcast in 9 language services: English, French, German, Dutch, Spanish, Arabic, Mandarin, Japanese, and Indonesian. Voice of Indonesia is broadcast via shortwave 3325 kHz and 4755 kHz and via streaming on voanews.id and RRI Digital on mobile application. We present various programs for you: Diplomatic Forum, The Session, Indonesian Wonder, Miscellany, Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia, Indonesian Pop and Regional Songs, International Musical Entertainment, as well as news and information about Indonesia and abroad. Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world.
Dear listeners, welcome back to Mari Berbahasa Indonesia, or Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia, a segment which introduces you to Indonesian vocabulary and guides you to speak in the Indonesian language. Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia is a collaboration between Voice of Indonesia, the overseas service of Radio Republik Indonesia, and the Language Center and Development Agency at the Ministry of Education, Culture, Research and Technology of the Republic of Indonesia. Today's topic is
Di Bali. Di Bali,
which means in Bali. Stay tuned. You will listen to a conversation entitled
Pertunjukan Harian. Pertunjukan Harian,
which means a daily show. This conversation takes place between Chris, an Australian vlogger, and Widari, a member of a vlog community from Bali. While watching a Kecak dance performance in Uluwatu, Widari told Chris that it was a daily performance. Let's listen to their conversations.
Tari Kecak ini heboh ya. Gerakan penarinya sangat energik dan kompak. Padahal mereka menari tanpa iringan musik.
Iya, karena itu tari kecak menjadi pertunjukan harian di sini. Setiap hari penontonnya penuh.
Apalagi penonton juga disuguhi pemandangan matahari terbenam.
After listening to the conversation, we will introduce you to some vocabulary related to today's material. We will pronounce it slowly. You can repeat it after us.
Karena itu,
which means therefore.
Tari kecak,
which means kecak dance.
Menjadi,
which means to become.
Pertunjukan,
which means show.
Harian,
which means daily.
Di sini.
Which means here.
Karena itu, tari kecak menjadi pertunjukan harian di sini.
Which means, therefore, kecak dance becomes daily show here.
Heboh.
Which means excited.
Gerakan.
Which means movement.
Energik.
Which means energetic.
Kompak.
Which means harmonious.
Padahal.
Which means various.
Penari.
Which means dancer.
Iringan musik.
Which means music accompaniment.
Setiap hari.
Which means every day.
Penonton.
Which means viewer.
Apalagi.
Which means moreover.
Disuguhi.
Which means to be presented.
Pemandangan.
Which means panorama.
Matahari terbenam.
Which means sunset. In the conversation, you heard this statement.
Karena itu, tari kecak menjadi pertunjukan harian di sini. Karena itu, tari kecak menjadi pertunjukan harian di sini.
Which means, therefore, kecak dance has become a daily performance here. The statement contains the word
harian, harian,
which means daily or every day. The word
harian, harian,
which means daily, expresses the frequency of activities that are done every day. In the statement, the word
harian, harian,
is used to describe the kecak dance performance that is performed every day in Uluwatu. Now let's listen to other examples of an adverbial word that expresses the frequency of an activity in relation to a unit of time.
Mingguan, mingguan,
which means weekly or every week.
Saya mengikuti kursus bahasa Indonesia mingguan. Saya mengikuti kursus bahasa Indonesia mingguan.
Which means, I attend a weekly Indonesian language course.
Bulanan, bulanan,
which means monthly or every month.
Penari kecak di sini menerima gaji bulanan. Penari kecak di sini menerima gaji bulanan.
Which means the kecak dancer here receive a monthly salary. Kecak dance is one of the traditional Balinese dances. Kecak dance is usually performed by dozens of male dancers. They sit in a circle, move, and sing together. The distinctive sound heard is chaka 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 chaka. The sound makes this dance called kecak dance. Kecak dance is inspired from the epic stories of the Ramayana. Before closing, let's speak Bahasa today for more clarity. Let's listen to an example conversation once again.
Tari kecak ini heboh ya. Gerakan penarinya sangat energik dan kompak. Padahal mereka menari tanpa iringan musik.
Iya, karena itu tari kecak menjadi pertunjukan harian di sini. Setiap hari penontonnya penuh.
Apalagi penonton juga disuguhi pemandangan matahari terbenam.
Listeners, that was today's episode of Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia with the conversation entitled
Pertunjukan Harian. Pertunjukan Harian,
which means daily show. Hopefully today's topic is useful for those of you who want to know more about the Indonesian language. We meet again with more lessons. I'm Daniel and my colleague
Ranov.
Thank you for your attention.
Sampai jumpa.
Cuci muka biar
Voice of Indonesia.
Voice of Indonesia from Indonesia to the world. Listener, I would like to present a song from West Java entitled Kalangkang. The word Kalangkang in Sundanese means shadow. The lyrics of the song Kalangkang tell the story of a couple's romance. Both love each other and share their happiness. The beauty of the relationship is initially just a shadow or fantasy, but later becomes a reality. The song Kalangkang was composed by Nano S. The song is presented in the album Kalangkang, which was released in 1988 and popularized by Nining Meida. Well, listener, here is the song Kalangkang by Nining Meida.